Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands, they sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York, it's good to live it again.
It's autumn in New York.
It's good to live it again.
Frank Sinatra from 1957 brought us Autumn in New York. He was joined by the Billy May Orchestra, and that was written by Vernon Duke. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and oh yes, we are having a show about the start of autumn. Well, we're a little late this year, about 10 days late, I believe, something like that. We went into autumn, I think September 22nd, and it kind of slipped my mind. So we're going to make up for that today with songs about the season, songs about the weather, and songs about the leaves. And it is a gorgeous season as we wind down from summer and enjoy all those wonderful sights and gentle sighing into autumn. We have some lovely songs for you today, and the next set of songs that we're going to listen to will also have autumn in the title. We'll stay in 1957, and we're going to go to Doris Day. She of that beautiful, clear, lyrical voice. She'll join us with Autumn Leaves, a classic about the season, written by Joseph Cosmo with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Then we're going to have an instrumental from the same year. We're going to stay in 1957. Bobby Hackett and his wonderful trumpet, taken from one of the many sessions that he made, recorded with the Columbia label at that time. And the song is called Autumn Serenade. It was written by Peter DeRose and Sammy Gallup. And then to another gorgeous performer, and that's Ella Fitzgerald. Well, the preeminent jazz female vocalist, I guess you'd have to say, of the century. Certainly one of the best. Made many recordings, and we're going to hear from her songbooks from the late 50s and early 60s, where Ella recorded songs written by the great songwriters, along with some of the best orchestras around at the time. We'll hear her with an orchestra led by Nelson Riddle. The songbook is the one featuring Johnny Mercer's work, and the song is called Early Autumn, and that's from 1964. And we'll start with Doris Day, 1957, Autumn Leaves.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves begin to fall. Bye. since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter sound. But I miss you.
ever dream? Did you, any fall could come in view? So early, darling, if you care, please let me know. I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Let's never have to share another early
just been listening to Ella Fitzgerald from 1964, Early Autumn. She was joined by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, and that was written by Ralph Burns, Woody Herman, and Johnny Mercer. And before Ella, we heard from Bobby Hackett from 1957, beautiful piece featuring the trumpet of Bobby, one of his solo sessions from the Capitol label around that time. And they joined us with Autumn Serenade. And we started out with the gorgeous Doris Day, 1957, with a classic, Autumn Leaves. And that was written by Joseph Cosma, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're marking the start of autumn. As I mentioned, we're a little behind time with the show this year, so we'll make up for it today. And we've got songs about the season, songs about the weather, songs about the leaves. And we're going to go to songs about the weather just coming up. Well, one of the things we notice particularly in autumn is it can be a bit changeable, can be a bit breezy. That's what we'll hear coming up. 1952. We'll hear from Vic Damone with that wonderful voice. He's getting started in his career around this stage. And what a career it would turn out to be. Well, the song that he'll join us with today is called The Breeze and I. It's written by Ernesto Casady, Lacuna, and Al Stillman. And Vic is joined by the orchestra led by Walter Rodel and the Jack Halloran Singers. Then we'll go back to 1939 to a piece recorded by Jess Stacy and his All-Stars in that year. It's also about our slightly windy weather, and it's called simply Breeze. It was written by Joe Goodwin, Joe Manley, and Ballard MacDonald. And amongst the All-Stars joining Jess in the studio, Jess, of course, on piano, we're going to hear a trumpet from Billy Butterfield, Irving Fasolas on clarinet, the one and only Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Les Jenkins on trombone, Sid Weiss on bass, and Don Cart on drums. And then we're going to think about the rain. Well, we do get a fair amount of rain in autumn, perhaps more than we did have in summer, and certainly more than we get in the winter when it turns into that frozen type of rain that comes down and carpets our city and our country too. Come Rain or Come Shine is the song. It was recorded in 1945 by Dick Hames and Helen Forrest, two wonderful voices, and they got together on his radio show around this time and made a whole series of recordings as well in duet. What a wonderful collection that was. We're going to have more lyrics from Johnny Mercer. We're really featuring him today. He wrote the lyrics for this song. Harold Arlen wrote the music. It was featured, by the way, in the Broadway show St. Louis Woman around that time. And that'll be Come Rain or Come Shine. And we'll get going with our set about autumn weather with Vic Damone, The Breeze and I, from 1952.
And I are saying with a sigh that you no longer care. The breeze and I are whispering goodbye to dreams we used to share. Ours was a love song that seemed constant as the moon, ending in a strange, mournful tune. And all about me without me, and we wonder why the breeze and I ending in a strain. Mournful tune. And all about me, they know you have departed without me, and we wonder why the breeze
like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me.
You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine?
Days may be cloudy or sunny,
we're in or we're out, but I'm with you always.
I'm with you, rain or shine.
You've just been listening to Dick Hames and Helen Forrest from 1945, Come Rain or Come Shine. Before them, we heard from Jess Stacy and his All Stars from 1939, Breeze, written by Joe Goodwin, Joe Manley, and Ballad MacDonald. And we started out with Vic Damone from 1952, The Breeze and I.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Advertising on CHUO reaches everybody in our community. Find out more by sending an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
Just one more pick, JJ, please.
Oh, Mama. Really?
Smile. It's not every day my eldest son graduates.
I couldn't have done it without you.
All without Auntie Jane's generous support.
Here is to Auntie Jane's well-appreciated World Remit money transfers.
As a money services business operating under the category of transfer of funds, World Remit Incorporated holds license number 900044. With the authority Dimash Financier, FinTrack, Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center of Canada, registration number M11556765, M190435001, and M192556765.
World Remit, a better way to send money. Download the app or visit worldremit.com.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're celebrating autumn. Well, it started a week or so ago. I think it was September the 22nd. Kind of snuck up on us. And I'm a bit behind time with my annual show celebrating songs about autumn, so we'll make up for it today. We've heard songs about autumn, we've heard songs about the weather, and we've got another one about the weather, by the way, coming up a little later. We're going to turn now to songs about the leaves. Leaves are a prominent feature of autumn. They turn such glorious colours, and particularly in this, our region, beautiful displays at this time of nature, at her most beautiful. And so we're going to hear songs about leaves. We'll start in 1940 with Glenn Miller and his orchestra. The song's written by Frankie Carl and Mac David, and it's called Falling Leaves. Well, we're not there yet. We're going to see them on the branch for a while to come in all those different colours, but they'll be leaving us eventually. Then we're going to go to 1945 to a group led by tenor sax player Corky Corcoran, along with the trumpet of Emmett Berry. The song is called Lullaby of the Leaves. It's a lovely title for a song. It was written by Bernice Petkara and Joe Young. And along with Corky and Emmett, we'll hear Willie Smith on alto sax, Dodo Mamarosa on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, Ed Michalik on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. Then another song about the weather. We're going to go back to our theme, our rather humid theme, rain. 1939 is this recording. Mildred Bailey, towards the end of her career, and what a lovely career that was. She is one of the quintessential swing and jazz singers of the 1930s with that lovely sweet voice and that marvelous delivery. She's joining us with A Blue Rain. Another song with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. He seems to be writing our lyrics this morning, but that's fine. He was a wonderful songwriter. And the melody is by Jimmy Van Heusen. We will hear now from Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Falling Leaves from 1940. Mm-hmm. Just heard the lovely Mildred Bailey from 1939 with the song A Blue Rain, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer. Corky Corcoran and his orchestra joined us from 1945, Lullaby of the Leaves, and that came from the pens of Bernice Petker and Joe Young. And we started out with the immensely popular Glenn Miller Orchestra from 1940. Frankie Carl and Mac David wrote it, and it was called Falling Leaves.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO-FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're joining you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning, well, we're having our annual celebration of the season, autumn. As I keep mentioning, we're a little late this year. We've had autumn with us for a couple of weeks. But I'll make up for it today. We've tried to make up for it today by bringing you a wonderful selection of some of the songs that were recorded about this beautiful season. We've heard songs about the leaves, we've heard songs about the weather, and also songs about autumn itself. Now we're going to hear songs about the time of year. We'll have two songs about September, and we'll also have one about October. We'll start with Mel Torme from 1954 with that beautiful voice. He really did have an extraordinary style. The voice was rich and smooth, and his timing and intonation was exquisite. He's joining us today from, as I said, 1954 with the song September Song. That was written by Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson. And then for a change of pace, we'll go to Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. Muggsy, of course, one of the veteran trumpet and cornet players of the age. Always fun to listen to. He always sounded like he was having a really great time in the studio along with his friends. Well, his friends today include Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Miff Mole on trombone, Eddie Condon on guitar, Dick Carey on piano, Bob Casey's on the bass, and Joe Grasso is playing the drums. The song is called September in the Rain. It was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. And we'll hear now from Mel Torme with September Song.
A song that has been done many times. We'd like to take a crack at it for our album. The great immortal song, Made Immortal by Walter Houston. Remember?
But it's a long while from May to December, and the days grow short. When you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, one hasn't got time for the waiting game. All the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These golden days I'll spend with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers joined us from 1944 with September in the Rain. And we started out with the gorgeous voice of Mel Torme with the song September Song, written by Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson from 1954. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We've been celebrating the onset of autumn with songs about the season, songs about the weather, and songs about the leaves, and also songs about the time of year. And thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our selection of seasonal recordings. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few minutes with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll be able to join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And our final song today, and we'll go to across the Atlantic to Britain to 1948. And this is a young singer that I don't think I've featured before on the show. He's called Steve Conway. He was very popular late 40s and early 50s. He had a relatively short career. The song that he will join us with is called October Twilight, and it was written by Guy Wood.
Summer is gone, October twilight steals through my skylight and weaves its spell. I live again in dreams of springtime, our wedding ring time, when all was well. Two hearts were gay, our yesterday seemed like a dream come true. But summer is gone, gone with the song we knew. October twilight, I pray that you might remember. Yesterday seemed like a dream come true, but summer is gone, gone with the song we knew. Now in the pale October twilight, I pray that you might remember.